From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. We are on the verge of, what shall we say, a plot point in human history. By the end of the day, there will be 1 million cases of COVID-19 in people all over the world that we know about. The truth is, we have probably crossed that 1 million case line already. New York has almost 84,000 cases. California today will hit 10,000. So let's begin the hour with an important question that is being talked about, debated, challenged all over the world. Should we wear a face mask or a face covering when we're out on those essential errands, out in public? So LA's mayor, Eric Garcetti, says yes, that people in LA should wear something and that wearing a face covering will help. Here's what he said.
Research shows even a bandana tucked in can have an effect of slowing down droplet spread. These face coverings are only effective together, of course, with safe physical distancing. So this is not an excuse to get closer.
So that's LA's mayor. In that press conference, he put on a black fabric mask, and he said we should all get used to seeing each other wearing these masks. But then let me switch over to what the president said yesterday in the White House briefing. This is President Trump. He was asked about face coverings.
I don't believe, look, it's a big thing. A lot of people don't like it. Some people don't like it because you're taking it away from the medical professional. Some people don't like it for other reasons. I don't see where it hurts, and it doesn't have to be a mask. It can be a scarf. Scarf is highly recommended by the professionals. I don't see where it hurts. I think, if people wanted to do it, we don't want to do anything that's going to take masks. You're talking about a tremendous amount of masks when you do that. We don't want to take them away from our medical professionals, but I certainly don't see it hurting. But what I do see people doing now is using scarves. And I think in a certain way, depending on the fabric, I think in a certain way a scarf is better. It's actually better.
So what the president is getting to there is a clarification. The surgical masks and the N95s are being worn by healthcare workers, first responders, people who are engaged in the care of COVID-19 patients. What we're talking about today is the everyday errands you might do and something over your face that could be fabric, could be a bandana, that is going to stop the movement of the small particles that just go out into the air when you talk or speak or sing or cough. California's governor released guidelines that are posted on the public health website, and they read, "The guidance doesn't require people to wear face coverings. This is not a substitute for the state's current guidance regarding social distancing and hand washing. The state also does not recommend Californians use N95 or surgical masks, which are needed for healthcare workers and first responders who will be there when lives are at risk." So let's go to yesterday's press conference and hear more of what Governor Newsom said on this issue.
Let me just begin by making this point. They are not a substitute for physical distancing. They are not a substitute for a stay-at-home order. They are not a call to get folks to find N95 masks or surgical masks and pull them away or compete against our first responders, our frontline employees within our hospital system or broadly within our care delivery system, be it assisted living, skilled nursing facilities, police, fire, and the like. So face coverings, broadly defined, can be additive, but not a substitute.
And now let me go back to those California guidelines that were posted. Near the end of the guideline list, it says, "The use of cloth face coverings could reduce the transmission of COVID-19 by individuals who do not have symptoms and may reinforce physical distancing. Public health officials caution that face coverings may increase risk if users reduce their use of strong defenses, such as physical distancing and frequent hand washing." So to that point, let's listen to California's state health officer, Dr. Sonia Angel. She was at the press conference yesterday with the governor, and she talked about cautions like a false sense of security.
So when we speak about the potential downfalls, which we also must acknowledge, they can be that if people have these masks on, they feel somewhat immune. They feel like they can get closer to other people. And when they do so, they decrease that great evidence-based intervention that we have, which is physical distancing. The other challenge is that when people use these face masks, if they're not comfortable and they're not washing their hands, but they're touching the mask, the particles that they might get on their hands get onto their face, get into their eyes, and can infect them. So in short, there may be some benefit from using these, but only when they're used well. There are some counties that are introducing policies and recommendations around, or some counties introducing these recommendations, and they're being done so thoughtfully. And some of you who are listening and can use these face masks comfortably by still maintaining distance and by washing your hands and not touching your face may also get benefit from them. But in the end, the thing that we want to reinforce is that the most important thing is physical distancing. And when that's done with some additional face coverings, you may indeed get some additional protection.
I thought in compiling various sound bites from people today, as opposed to just going to one person for the definitive answer, you can hear how multiple voices tend to say the same thing, which is that face coverings are no substitute for physical distancing, but they may in fact help you remember how to be cautious, and they may in fact help. Some of you listening this morning to Morning Edition might have heard an interview with the former CDC director, Dr. Jeff Coplan. He said that there isn't conclusive science yet on the benefits of wearing homemade masks, but it may help people in doing things like avoiding touching their faces. He said the big concern is that no one wants members of the public taking supplies away from frontline healthcare workers who need them the most. So back again to the governor's press conference from yesterday. He was asked about keeping the physical distancing order vibrant when over time, over weeks of trying to do this, in having kids and everybody sort of softening on this, it might become a little less enacted in general. He said the key thing is to remind everyone of how potent decision-making is right now.
The real leaders are individuals. Folks that are listening, that have the capacity to do something miraculous, and that's bend that curve and go even lower, buy us even more time, quite literally save lives. And so it's really a civic moment. It's an opportunity to remind people of our common humanity. It's more than just rhetoric. It's more than just words. It's seen people exercise their civic duty and remind people that, you know, we're all connected and our decision making has an impact on others.
So if you too have been wondering and had doubts about the face covering issue, I hope some of these sound clips have helped you make your own decision, because as the governor just said, it's all about the decisions that we each make in every moment, in every day right now that can make a difference. Governor Newsom will have another press conference today at noon. Cap Radio will host the special coverage. And I don't have a singular place to point you to on this issue of face coverings, but I will tell you that the resources and the information at capradio.org are vast and growing on the topic of the coronavirus and COVID-19. So again, that's a good place to go for anything that you may be wondering or want to learn more about. We're going to take a short break here, and then when we return, Cap Radio's state government reporter Scott Rodd will talk with me about the COVID-19 testing and one test in particular. It's that rapid test by Cepheid, which hasn't been rolled out as rapidly as everyone thought it would be. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.